News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, a bill is being introduced in the Dáil calling for a minimum 10-month prison sentence for stealing a family pet. For more on this, we're joined by Aintu leader Padraig Tobin, who is introducing the bill. Padraig, tell us first of all, what is the current punishment for stealing a family pet? Is there a punishment under law?
Well, under law, the stealing of a family pet is deemed the same as stealing any other inanimate object. So it will be the same as if your mobile phone was stolen or your laptop was stolen. Now, there would be consideration under law for the sentimental value of the object, but there's no differentiation made for a family pet or a companion and an inanimate object. And that there's a difficulty in that because obviously the two are not the same. Obviously, this comes from the back of a spike in the number of thefts of pets in the last year, especially around lockdown. More pets have been stolen in this country so far this year than were stolen in total last year and the year previously. And there's it's understood that there's a black market for pets, especially dogs at the moment. That many stolen animals are used for maybe underground dog fighting, are sold to puppy farms or to Britain, and can fetch prices as high as $2,000 or $3,000 for the gangs that are involved in these thefts.
Okay, so you want a prison sentence if you're caught stealing a family pet?
Yeah, because well, what we want to do is we want to deter people from stealing family pets. We want to make sure that it doesn't happen in the first place. And currently, the fines may not be even as high as the value of the pets that are actually being sold. And obviously a pet is more than property. It has, you know, serious sentimental value to families. And, you know, for many people, pets are part of the family. And losing your pet is obviously not the same as losing a piece of property. It can be nearly the same as a bereavement for many people. And in these times of COVID, many people are actually living alone or isolated.
Yeah, sure.
And are very dependent on their pets. So,
okay. Look, the points you make are perfectly valid. And obviously, there does need to be tough punishment for those who are engaging in this on a widespread scale. I can think of potential problems, though, with a mandatory prison sentence. What about, for example, if you had a couple who broke up and there was a dispute over the pet and one of them, you know, grabs the pet and said, he's living with me. Could you see a scenario then where that person would be sentenced
to
10 months in
prison?
No
doubt. I would normally be in favour of mandatory sentences, to be honest, and mandatory minimum sentences, because they are more difficult for judges to be able to have flexibility. But I think in the case that you've mentioned, you know, a judge and the solicitors involved should be able to work out exactly if there was a theft involved in that situation or not. And we're not talking about a family next door, you know, feeding your cat and, you know, the cat staying on their property all the time. We're really looking to focus this on, you know, professional gangs who are going around the country, in many cases maybe marking out houses with chalk on the road or tying a piece of string onto gates, coming back later that night when it's dark and stealing a family pet, a really important family pet that's extremely expensive, and getting away with that. And, you know, in many cases, not receiving any prison sentence, and right now only receiving a small financial sentence. That's wrong, and that needs to change.
All right. Aintu leader Padraig Tobin, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.